Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara three lines from the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Shulam Espas Yaakov. The Shema should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara is going to discuss now Breisa, quoting a Breisa, that has similar opinions to that which we've just mentioned in the Mishnah. Tanur Rabbanan, Ve'achar Yishte HaNazir Yain. The Pasuk says after the Nazir is allowed to drink wine, that his Nazirus is now lifted. He's no longer Chayav in the Hanhagas HaNazirus. He no longer has to keep the Isurim of Metamel Mesim and drinking wine. So, says the Breisa, Chara Maisim Kulam. This implies that it should be after all of the Maisim that had done. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, whose opinion of the Tana Kama that we mentioned is that if you need all three to be in order for able to be the Nazir for able to not keep the Nihuhige of Nazirus anymore. V'chachamim omrim, achar maisa yechidi. Even after one maisa is done, even if you sprinkle the blood of one of the three korbanos on the Mizbeach, that is going to be the Shita of Reb Shimon, that is the Shita of Chachamim. So which the Breisa asks, my time, the Gemara asks, what's the, my time of the Rabbanan? What's the reasoning of the Rabbanan? Why don't we ask, what's my time of the Rabbi Eliezer? Because it's Pashut that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the simple reading of the Pasuk says, V'achar, right? V'achar yishta nazir yayin sounds like after you finish all of the hanhugay of the, all of the korbanos. When you finish all of the korbanos, only then is it mutter for you to do, to be batam lamesim and drink wine. So how would the Chachamim learn differently? So the Gemara says, Ksiv hacha v'achar yishta hanazir yayin. It says over here, the achar, lashon of drinking after nazir, uchsevasam achar hiskalcho es nizro. And there, in the previous pasuk, discussing the tenufa, waving the korban with the nazir, it says after the nazir had shaved his hair. Mahasam achar maisi yechidi, just as there after means only after one maisa, meaning after the person shaves his head, the nazir, afkan achar maisi yechidi. So too, after there means after one maisa. I just realized that clearly the Nazir is going to be shaving his head before that point. So lechora, the Achar Maisim Eidel is only actually going back on the Metavla. No, actually probably is going on the Din of Metavla Maisim also. I think I'm correct originally. Fine. So it's going back on the Dinim of Nazir that we see over here, that this is Agzira Shava, that they had a Mesurav, that the word of Achar is used to teach you that the just like Achar over there had the understanding of even one Maisa, so to over here, after was only after one Maisa. So the Gemara says, Ema ad ikar tarvaya, but you could still say that maybe both of them mean that until both of them are done. They mean that the korbanos and the head shaving are done, and the pasuk of Achar is talking about after the pashas of psukim, as we just said, Achar maisim, v'achar yishta nazir not yayin, after he finishes all the korbanos. So the Gemara says, if you say like that though, well, the gzera shava by the case of Achar yishta nazir is completely extra. Yach gzera shava lamli, why do I need a gzera shava? And we have a Mesorah for Gzera Shavah that certain words, it's the Shaila and Rishonim exactly, because the Gemara has a Lashon that we only accept Gzera Shavah, like a Gzera Shavah, you have to learn it from your Rebbe. You can't be Einadon Don Gzera Shavah Ma'atzmo. You have to have a Mesorah for your Be'im. And then if you have a Reboy on both ends, if Gzera Shavah, if it's on Shteit Stadim, then it's a Lamedim Ve'ein Mashivan. You can't, that is clearly the correct Mesorah to have that Gzera Shavah. If it's one, if it's only one, you could disagree and say, I don't have that Mesorah, and I could disagree with you. But the Gzera Shavah is learned from a Mesorah from Yerbeim, and so some say that it was on, I think Tosus has the Shita, that it's based on the word, that we had a Mesorah, that this word was used to Gzera Shavah. Others say it was the number, that we knew that the exact number of Gzera Shavahs that they're supposed to be in the Torah. Either way, that we had, they had this Mesorah for Gzera Shavah, so why would you have it if it's just the Pshuta Shodvarim is telling you after both of them? It must be there's another halacha that's supposed to be taught over here, meaning the Chiddush is, it's Gufa, that this is the point, that it's only supposed to be after one. So that's what the Gemara is pointing out. You're right, that's why we have this. Fine. So now the Gemara moves on to a different point about the Hanafa, about the Tanufa, about waving it. Amar Rav, Tanufa bin Nazir Ma'akevas, that if the Nazir does not wave the Korban, so then if it's not done, then Nazirus Isurim are not going to be lifted, and the Nazir is going to be forbidden to drink wine and Matam Lamesim. So that's because the Pasuk says, Achar Yishta Nazir Yayin, only Achar he actually does the tenufa, which would have been the previous thing that was mentioned in the previous pasuk. So the Gemara says, Aliba deman. Who is this statement of Rav going according to? Ile maliba de Rabbanan. You're going to tell me that this statement of Rav is according to the Chachamim and the Breisa. That's not correct, because Taglachas Amri Rabbanan lo makva. The Chachamim say that even shaving the head does not hold back the Isurim. Tenufa mi baisa. Obviously, tenufa also. That it's kakolshikin that's not going to be, because the head shaving is more intrinsic to the part of the Maisa of the person being mitar himself, then the tenufa, and even that is not ma'akiv. So kol shekain, the tenufa is not going to be ma'akiv. So it can't be that Rav was following the shita of the chachamim. El alibad Rabbi Lezer, you're going to tell me that it's according to Rabbi Lezer, that pshita, that should be obvious, because Amar Rabbi Lezer achar ma'isa kulam, that all of the ma'isim, including the tenufa, including all the karmanos, need to be brought in order to be able to, for the nazir to be mitav the ma'isim and drink wine. So if you haven't done all of them, it's pretty clear that the Rabbi Lezer would say that you are not in fulfillment of your naziris. You're not allowed to violate your naziris yet. Not the restrictions have not been removed yet. So why do Rav need to tell me this? It's pshita. So the Gemara says no, because Ma'od is same. I would have thought maybe according to Rabbi Lezer, kevan del inin kapara shiari mitzvahi, in regards to the kapara, the atonement by other karbanos, waving is just an extra obligation. It's not ma'akev. If a person, we have other cases where a person is supposed to be hating for some, and nowhere does it say that if you don't do them, you're not going to be miskaper. You would. You do have a cup, so it's just a lechav chila, but it's not something that's ma'akev your kapara. So therefore, hachanami lo ta'akev. So therefore, Rav is teaching me a big chiddush, because I would have thought it's no different than the other karbanos, in which case, if I don't do it, it's not ma'akev. Here it does. Kamashon, Rav has to teach you the chiddush, so the daka over here, it's part and parcel of the Achar Ma'isa Me'ila, and the Gzeiros HaKosev is telling you that it would be included in the din of the Nazir. To which the Gemara has a kasha, the one Rav, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, Mima Akva, but even according to Rabbi Eliezer, is it really true that the waving should hold back the Nazir from being able to be Mekayim, to go to the Mace and to drink wine? Vatanya, don't we learn in Ebraisa? Zos Torasa Nazir, the Pasuk says that this is the Alachas of a Nazir, to teach us, Bein Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Bein Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, that even if Nazir doesn't have any hands, because the Gemara is assuming that a Nazir has no hands, is able to complete his Nazirus, even where it's obviously impossible for him to do the waving. If you can't do the waving, it's clearly good. So the Gemara is understanding right now that the Braisa would understand that you're able to do it. So, by comparing a Nazir to has no hands to one who has hands, the Braisa is telling us that you're able to do it even if you don't have the Tanufa. So the Gemara says, but v'halad v'elah hadisanya zos taras anazir ben sheish lo sar ben sheilo sar hachadami dila ma'akva. But if you look at that, the Braisa tells us that zos taras anazir, this is the lach of a nazir, that whether the nazir has hair or does not have any hair. So the Braisa is making comparison between a nazir who has no hair on his head to a nazir who has hair, and you're going to tell me that the shaving of one head, if that's a deer going to make in the Braisa, is not going to hold him back from being able to do the to be metal and mason and drink wine. Of course it is, meaning this Braisa should be understood as comparing a nazir who has no hair to that who has hair, to tell you that even if you don't do the head shaving, it's not going to be ma'akev, which you can't understand it like that. So the Gemara points out Vatanya, because we learn in a Braisa, nazir memurad, if you have a nazir that's totally bald, Bechami understand that he does not have to have the razor over his head because he's completely bald. He does need to pass the razor over his head. What is the meaning when Bechami said you do not need to pass over the razor over your head? Eino tzarech means ein lo takana, you're not able to. That the head shaving is ma'akev, and you're unable to do the head shaving, so therefore, according to Bechami, that you're not exempted from doing it. No, adarabba. It means over here the opposite, there's no way to do it, and it's an essential part of removing your Isur Nazirus, and therefore the bald Nazir will always have the Isur Nazirus on him. So we see over here that the head shaving does not, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, that is not, that in this case, that it's not going to be Akev, but you're not fulfilled the mitzvah of the Tiglachas. So the Gemara points out, according to Beis Hillel, they're understanding that even a bald Nazir will be able to fulfill the shaving of the head by just putting the razor over his head, even though he's not actually shaving anything. But we see from Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, though, that even a bald Nazir can be removed from the Nazirus in this manner. From the Chachamim Shita, though, it means that a bald Nazir can perform the mitzvah of shaving his head. So we see over here that that's the Shita of Beis Hillel. And so then when the Braisa before had a comparison with the Nazir, with his hair, to a bald Nazir, it doesn't mean that that shaving the head is not ma'akev. It wasn't discussing of it. The first Braisa, the comparison between a Nazir without any hands to one who has no hands should not be understood to mean that normally the Tanufa is not ma'akev. We can't learn it from there. Because the Braisa is saying that this is Zos Torah to Nazir, if Yeshua Sar Ve'in Lo Sar, it doesn't mean that we're comparing a Nazir with hair to one without hair. To teach us that this comparison is telling you that it's not ma'akev, that's how we're learning. We're learning from the to understand the braisa, we're understanding that the opposite. It means that we're equating a nazir who has no hair to a nazir who has hair. According to the Beis Hillel, it means that a nazir who has hair can fulfill the mitzvah of tiglachat. So too, a nazir who has no hair could also fulfill the mitzvah of tiglachat. So the first braisa has the same comparison, the same shushtel type of comparison. So also we can understand it in the same manner that when the braisa says that this is those to us a nazir, and whether if we bein yesh lo kapayim vein lo kapayim, it just means to say that if the nazir has no hands, you could still perform the mitzvah. But if he has hands, obviously you need, and it would be ma'akev to perform the mitzvah in such a manner. So the Gemara says, "V'hainu de Rabbi Padas." So the Gemara says, and this also lines up with the statement of Rabbi Padas. Tamar Rabbi Padas, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Eleazar, Amru Davar Echad. Beit Shammai, Rabbi Eleazar say the same thing. So the Gemara is going to say, "My Rabbi Eleazar." What does it mean, Rabbi Eleazar? The Sana, the Rabbi Eleazar taught us in the Braisa, this is talking about a mitzora. The pasuk says by mitzora, "V'la'kachu ein midama Hashem, v'nasan akoyin atnuch ozen emetermin is v'al boin adoyman is v'al boin raglo ayamani." That the kohen has to take the blood from the Hashem and he has to put it on the ear of the person who is the mitzora, and also on his thumb and also on his big toe. So you have to do all three. So now, what happens if ein la boin yad v'regel, if the mitzora does not have a thumb on his hand? So, in lo tar lam is de Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer understanding that a Matsura who's missing the right thumb or any of those three parts, because that is not accomplishment of the Tara process of Matsura, there is no way to be Matar yourself. And that would be paralleled after the Shita of Beit Shammai that a bald Nazir is never able to be Matar himself. That is the Shita of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Shimon says, Yani cheno al makom ova yetzer. Rebbe Shimon says, where it's not possible, you should put it where the big toe is supposed to be that it got cut off, that would be okay. V'chachamim omrim, Yani achal smol v'yetzer. So Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon both understand that it's a lechachila, it's not ma'akiv, but their only machlokes is how to be mekayimus as much as possible. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's better to put it in the place where the thumb or ear normally is. However, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim say, no, it's better to do it on the left one where you don't have the right one. So they both say that it's not ma'akev, but we see from Shita Rabbi Eliezer that obviously it is ma'akev, and that would line up with the Gemara's understanding that is like the Shita of Beit Shammai. Whenever we have the Gaonim of Mesorah, where we're learning Sanhedrin, which is the first quote of this, is that whenever they say Amru Davar Echad, that the Gaonim of Mesorah, that we ain't alach kashita. We don't paskin like that. Why not? Because it's like the way Rosh Hashanah describes it, is that he just like makes it like a story, like a very geschmack. You remember it? The way he said it over was like, it's like we're looking. Who says that funny shita that like no one really paskins? Like, oh, let's find it. It's Rabbi Kiva over here, Rabbi Shua over there, Rabbi Shammai over here. That's how we're like trying to collect the shitas that say like who hold this obscure shita. So we don't hold like ain't alacha kashita. We have masura. So here it lines up also because we don't paskin Beit Shammai and Rabbi Lezer, who has the same sfara as Beit Shammai, would also we would disagree with that as well. So now the Gemara continues with a Lishna Achrina, a different version of how the previous discussion had been said over. Amri Lay, some say the following. Amar of Tanufa bin Nazir Ma'akevis, that a Tanufa of the Nazir is actually going to be Ma'akev, that if one does not do it, you have not been removed from your obligation of keeping Nazirus. You have to keep your Nazirus. So the Gemara says, Aliba Deman, so this is the other way around now. Who said Rabbi Ilima, Aliba Rabbi Lezer, then it's going to be Pshita. Hamar Rabbi Lezer, Achar Maisa Kulam, that clearly Rabbi Lezer is going to hold like this. And if you're going to say Aliba De Rabbanan, so then Hashi Yeshom Artiglacha, Samir Rabbanan Loma Akva, Tanufim Bai. So again, this can't line up with the Shita of Rav. And therefore, in this version, we don't conclude whether Rav's statement is going to be the Shita of Rabbi Lezer or the Chachamim. So Rav's statement can't be understood like the Chachamim because they don't hold like that. But Rabbi Lezer, there would be a way to be able to answer it as the Gemara did in the first version. Here in this second version, we just don't give an answer for Rav. That's the way the Gemara is saying it over. To which the Gemara just argues that the Lechora, when it comes to the Tanufa, even according to the Chachamim, everybody should agree that it's Ma'akev. How could the Chachamim say that the waving of a Nazir is not Ma'akev? Atanya, Zos Torah's the Nazir, Bein Sheyesh Lekapayim, Bein Sheyesh Lekapayim, the Breisa, which says that this is the Torah of the Nazir. Whether he has hands or not, by comparing a Nazir who has hands to one who has no hands, the brace implies that the Tanufa is going to be Ma'akev, the lifting of the prohibitions. So that's what we're understanding over here. And the Rishonim point out that Lechora, that there is a concept over here, that Lekol She'en Roi Labila, so that Bila is going to be, Kol She'en Roi Labila, Bila Ma'akevesbo. That the principle, that there's a concept that if a person doesn't have the ability to do something, then it's going to be different than if something had the ability to do something and it's not sufficient to do it. That generally could be a din, like the example the Gemara is coming off of these applies in Shas is a machlokas. If we could just apply this to every halacha in halachas of tefillah and halachas of other things in Kriyas Torah, could we apply this halacha? But the halacha is the following. that let's say by mincha, so the number is shishim, they have 60 sarons, you have to do the blila, you have to mix it in. So if I have a mincha that I offered to bring of 30 saron, I forgot to do the mixing, the lacha is I'm yotze b'dieved, because it's kol shiroi labila, was right to do the mixing properly, however I didn't do it. What if I bring an isaron, which is 61, and I don't do the bila, if I don't do the mixing, the lacha is I'm not yotze. So that tells me that that's the rach of kosher, because of kosher lebila, because it's, I could never do the mixing. And since I can never do the mixing, that's the problem over here. So based on this principle, a nazir who has no hands can never be removed from his nazirus. Even if it's generally not going to be ma'akev, here you have kosher lebila. So therefore, that's why some explain that the Gemara therefore wants to explain it, that just as a Nazir has no hands can certainly not be removed from the zeros because he's kosher in a relibida. He can't do the waving. So to a Nazir who has hands and doesn't do it is also should not be ma'akiv. That's what the Gemara is understanding. Now, according to Rabbi Lezer, the halacha that tanufa is ma'akiv, that can be learned out from the pasuk of Zos Taras and Nazir by drinking visar v'achar yishtayayin, that lashon. So that may be exeris akosuf. Therefore, the Braisa, which is teaching us this halacha by comparing a nazir who has hands to a nazir who does not, must be the shita of the chachamim who understand that achar is telling us that a nazir is allowed to drink wine even after one of these single maisim. The Gemara is now assuming though that the single maisim is not limited to throwing the blood, but it also includes the idea of that which is done with the korban. So that which is done with the korban, and therefore the other korbanos as well as the shaving of the head do not hold back the Yisurim, according to the Chamim, and the waving of the Shlamim, the way the Shlamim, the offering, maybe should actually do that. So that's the long arichas that the Rush had to explain the Pshat and the Gemara over here. So the Gemara of Allah Hadisanya, that which we say in a Braisa, Zos Taras and Azir, Bein Sheish Losar, Bein Shan Losar. So now, according to this version, again, recording the other Braisa now, whether he has hair or not, the Braisa is making comparison. Achanami de Ma'akva, you're going to tell me similarly that the head shaving holds back the removing of the Isurim, according to the previous line of reasoning, the Braisa is telling us over here that a bald Nazir is never able to be removed from the case of, from his halacha of Nazirus. So it says in Gemara Tanya, but that's not the case. Nazir memurep, etchame omrim eno tzarech lahavir talo show. However, according to Beis Hillel, tzarech, according to Beis Hillel, a bald Nazir has the ability to fulfill his obligation. So therefore, that when it comes to the one who doesn't have any hands, also, we should understand that he is able to be mekayim, the din, get it, lemitzvah b'alma, if you don't have it, it's not going to be ma'akev his Nazirus. So says, and then there we see that's Shita Beis Hillel. So says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Avina, Ma Tzarech Leveisela. What does it mean, Lashon of Tzarech? He needs to have a razor over his head. Tzarech Ve'en La Takana. No, it means that he needs to, but he's not able to. So Avina's re-understanding the interpretation of Beisela. Then when it says that you have to pass over the razor of his head, it doesn't mean that a bald Nazir is doing this Maisim and he's Mekayim the Mitzvah as best as he can. Rather, it means that it's Ma'akib and he can't, and that is going to hold him back. And that's going to be, so therefore we go back to the original question of the Gemara, that the Braisa is saying that even according to Chamim, the Tanufa is going to be essential to uplift the Isurim. Meaning, if you don't do them, then you're not able to Mekayim it. So the Gemara says, Levet Shama Yesh Takana, Upliga de Rabbi Padas. Beit Shammai hold that a bald Nazir has a takana. He can be removed from the Zirus even though he's unable to shave a head. And now that's understanding Beit Shammai is disagreeing with Rav Pedas, that Rabbi Lazar and Beit Shammai are the same Shita. So according to this version, Rabbi Lazar is saying that a Metzora has no right thumb, that is unable to do it. So then if Beit Shammai is understanding like that, that would be the Shita of Beit Shammai and Rabbi, and the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer as well. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Gila Chala Zevach, if he shaved after the first korban, and it's a puzzle. Now, you know, the korban is actually a puzzle korban. It was not valid, whatever reason it had, anything that would be ma'akev. So let's say it was, you had the wrong kavanas, the chutz mekoma, chutz mana, whatever it is, it's puzzles of korban. Or the animal itself had a mum, tiglachas up, so the lacha is that the tiglachas also is invalid, it's vachav lo alalo, and the korbanos are not valid either. So because you have to do the korbanos after you shave your head, it's as if you violated nazirus, and therefore you have to now then have your nazirus for 30 days. That's the chachamim. Rabbi Lazar would say 7 days, but you'd have to keep your nazirus again for until you bring your other set of korbanos. And the korbanos also don't help you. So gila chalachatas shelo lishma. Similarly, if you shaved your chatas, and the chatas was not for the designated as a chatas, but for other korban, v'achkach hevi korbanos of lishman, you brought the other ones, the shlamim and the was the other one Ola? So you have to bring that one as Asham, that you have to bring that as you bring it for the right purposes. So still, Taglach Sapsula, Vizavach of Lo'alu. The second ones also do not count, because the Chatas, you brought your Korban, you're not allowed to shave yet. So that's a problem. So Gilach ala Ola, Ola Shlomim, Shalolishman. If he shaved his head after the Ola or the Shlomim, that's were not Lishman. So that's generally when Ola or Shlomim, when are done Lishman, the Lashon of the Gemara in Zvachim, the very first Mishnah in Zvachim tells us it's kosher, that the korban is not, the Kohanim are allowed to eat it if it's a Shlomim, let's say, and the Bailim could eat it. However, the Chiyav that you had to Mekayim with that Shlomim is not going to be Niskayim. So here also, because it's as if you brought another korban as a korban adava, that does not help you for your Nazirus, and therefore the shaving was also invalid, and that shaving which comes out as invalid is not going to count for you. Rabbi Shimon Omer, also a zevach lo alalo, that korban was not counting for you, aval shar zvachim alu, but the other korbanos do in fact count for him. That's the Rabbi Shimon's going to disagree with that. The Gemara is going to flesh out Shitas Rabbi Shimon. V'im gilach ha-shloshtam, if he shaved his head after all three, even if one of them are kosher, the lach is tiglach, so kshera, the shaving was be valid. You have to bring the other karbanos that were disqualified because they were not kosher karbanos, but still you had one that you did, and then the shaving comes out lemafreya retroactively that it was good. So now the Gemara fleshes out Shitas Rav Shimon. Amar Avada Bar Ava, Zos Ameres Kasav Rav Shimon, Nazir Shegileach Al Shlamim Nedava Yatza, that a Nazir shaved his head after a voluntary Shlamim, he's going to be fulfilling of his obligation. So the Gemara says, "My time, what's the reason?" The pasuk says that with regards to a nazir shaving his head in place of the fire that's beneath the shlamim, below cause of al shlamim, doesn't write on his shlamim, rather beneath the shlamim. And this is a shlamim. This is a kosher shlamim. Okay, granted, it's not for his nazirus, but it is a kosher shlamim. So even one that's voluntary, says Rav Shimon, even in adava is going to be valid. The chachamim disagree with that. I guess we'll just finish up the parak because we have extra time here. Let's go weiter into daf mem zayin now. Turning on to the next daman, mem zayin amud aleph. The last, we'll finish up this, and then we'll finish up the parak. Mish nizar kalav echad min adamim v'nitba. For nazir who the blood of one of the korbanos was thrown on his back and he became tamei. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Elazar omer soser sakol. He loses all his days because Rabbi Elazar is understanding that nazirus remain in force until all of the achar kol ma'isim, as we saw already above, that the halacha is achar kol ma'isim. So here, if the nazir had tuma while he was still chayav to be a tamei, so then it's as if nothing had done and he's going to be retracted. Everything is possible, and now he has to keep he loses everything out. So that's the shita of, and Rabbi Elazar is going to say though that you have to keep seven more days until you retire yourself. So what? That's the shita of Rabbi Elazar. No, the Gemara quotes Yerushalmi, the Russian, the Tosafot quotes Yerushalmi, that explains that he should bring the rest of his karbanos after he becomes tahar. Since he cannot offer these karbanos right now, you have to wait 7 days, and after that you can bring the karbanos, that's okay. Because the Chacham understand that the Nazirus prohibitions are removed as soon as one of the karbanos are brought, and this Nazir has been removed from the Nazirus, so then you have to wait till he's tahar just for the side thing of bringing his karbanos. Amrulo, so the Mishnah continues, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, Maitza b'miriam ha-tordamis, that once happened to Miriam ha-tordamis, she was in Nazira, she nizrak alayah echad medamim, one of the karmanos were brought, and uvav amrula albita shaisa misukenes, that her daughter was in grave danger, she was dying. So she ran to her daughter's bedside, v'halcha matza shamesa. She went to go see her daughter, and her daughter really died, and she'd been metam b'lameis at this point. Remember, chachamim, tavishar karmanos yavititar, this is a mesa proving like the chachamim, not like the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, "Katani Rabbi Elazar Omer Soser Sakor." Rabbi Elazar says he loses all of the days. The Omer Rabbi Elazar Kol Achas Meloshiv Soser, that any tumah which is done after the completion of the term of Nazirus is only 7 days, not the entire Nazirus. What's the lashon of everything? So it says the Gemara, "Amar Rav, my Soser Nami Dekamar Rabbi Elazar Soser Kamarasav," that he loses his karbanos. But you're right; he doesn't lose all the days of Nazirus, the 30 days or something like that. As long as after 7 days, that would be fine. Hachanami Mistava, the Gemara says that is more reasonable to assume Bishitas Rabbi Elazar. Diktani Vechachamim Omrim Yavi Shar Karbanos Avitar. The Chachamim say that he should bring the rest of his Karbanos and he should be purifying himself. Shmamina, we learn from over here that according to Rabbi Elazar, he's losing the Karbanos that he brought, but not the full term of Nazirus. And then the Gemara says, and that's also what the Mishnah is saying, Maisinami Miriam Matudamish, Nizrak Leachan Medamim, Vavidu Abita Shaisa Mizukanes, Valcha Matzabet, Vamra Chachamim, Tavi, Karbanos Avitarish Mamina, that we learn from over here that this is the Machlokas, the Yisrael Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, based on the Karbanos that she already brought. That is the whole Shita. And as Rav said, and not based on the entire amount of days that the Nazirus was observed, that was a different point that they're not arguing with. Hajjan Allah Shoshaminim, Hajjan Allah Shoshaminim. Bad Hashem will pick up Kohen Gadol on Shabbos, and we'll pick up the recording of Siyat HaShemaya with Daf Mem Ches.